Got it? I'm eyeballing it.
John's the one that took us on that.
We don't have to work longer now.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
No,
very knowledgeable. It's amazing all the history of those.
I'm going to do 14. You're going to do 17.
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
18,
19, 20.
We're done.
Oh, good.
Right. Yeah.
30 minutes. All right, everyone, how about if we go ahead and reconvene the balance of today's meeting. Moving along now to item number 14. This is discussion only. We have a representative from the University of Nevada, Lindsay Chichester, here today, Extension Educator from University of Nevada, Cooperative Extension, Introduction and Program Updates. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's almost afternoon, but thanks for enduring this morning.
Good morning for a couple more minutes. Lindsay Chichester with the University of Nevada Cooperative Extension. And just wanted to introduce myself. I started January 4th. I replaced Joanne Skelly, who retired. So a little background. I'm originally from Topaz, California. Grew up on a ranch. Went to college in Oklahoma and Texas. Did my higher education in agriculture, meat science, crisis communication, which comes in handy. Spent 6 years with Nebraska Cooperative Extension. Now, don't tell me those are hard to differentiate sometimes.
Why don't you pause for just a minute? They test the siren every day at noon, so. Okay, go ahead and continue.
All right, and then I had a chance to come back and work with Nevada Cooperative Extension. So that's about me. Some things that we've got coming up on the radar. Next week is the Nevada Junior Livestock Show in Reno. We'll send several exhibitors there, and they'll market and show their food production animals, so that's always a big hit. As you know, it's Fire Awareness Month right now. I see that you'll be discussing that on the agenda today, too, but Cooperative Extension does have the Living with Fire program, and I did bring some little jar openers for you, kind of a promotional package. And then we just released all of the 4-H camp stuff. So the long tradition of sending 4-H members to camp at Lake Tahoe for a week is still going. So those are just some of the things that we're working on.
Terrific.
Any questions for me?
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
We're great.
Welcome to Nevada.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Welcome here.
Yeah, I grew up 7 miles from the border, so now I'm officially a resident.
Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy Topaz Lake many times. Water skiing out there, fishing.
Nice little spot.
Great. Lovely squash blossom you have on today.
Thank you. I know we're many of us wearing turquoise.
That's right.
All right. Thank you all.
Terrific.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Okay, next up we're going to move on to item number 17. And at this time I'm going to go ahead and since I have a pecuniary interest in this item, I'm going to turn the gavel over to Vice Chairman Gilman, have him handle this item, and I'll recuse myself from any testimony and abstain from voting on this item.
So we're on item 17, discussion possible action, approval of check number 85107 to the Bucket of Blood Saloon in the amount of $4,500 for parking lot lease. Pat, do you want to take that?
Yes, excuse me. I'm sorry.
That's quite
this
all right.
This is, Commissioners, this is routine and normal. This is on the existing lease for payment, I believe, to the Bucket of Blood. There are no changes. This is just approval of a quarterly payment without Commissioner McBride's approval, so he stays outside the process.
Yeah, I'd ask him. I've seen this item on the agendas in the past, and I'd wonder why we couldn't do it annually rather than on a quarterly basis.
Because the county's cheap and prefers to stretch out our payment.
We stretch the payment. I knew there had to be some financial thing at the bottom of that.
We could certainly look at
that. Yeah, we can. Any public testimony on this item here this morning? So with that, I'll look for a motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the check number 85107 to the Bucket of Buzz Saloon in the amount of $4,500 for the parking lot lease.
I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay. Mr. Whitten, do we have any other changes to today's agenda?
Yes. Naturally, this was on action that you've already taken, and our deputy district attorney just asked for us to make public record of it. On item number 8, where we had approved the cancellation of the June 3rd board meeting to attend the groundbreaking for USA Parkway, that is a typographical error. It actually should read June 7th. So that meeting will be canceled. I believe the groundbreaking is sometime around 3 in the afternoon or so, and that gives us plenty of time to get out there and get around.
Because I think originally they had scheduled that on the 11th, didn't they? No, on the 10th.
They've moved it a bit to coincide with the governor's schedule, from
right.
What I understand.
Okay. Yeah, because I had it on my calendar twice.
So. Yeah. Yeah, me too.
The 7th is June 7th.
The 7th is a solid date so far.
Tuesday.
Yeah. 3 p.m. Thank you.
Now, at our next regularly scheduled meeting, if we find that we have a loaded agenda coming up, we could always start a meeting earlier.
We could.
On that date, right?
Certainly, Mr. Chairman.
And squeeze it out. Because
yep.
This time of year, you never know what's going to hit your office.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Moving along now to item number 18. This is discussion of possible action. Approval of Resolution 16-437, declaring May 2016 as Wildfire Awareness Month in Story County. Mr. Klinger.
Good afternoon. For the record, Fritz Klingler, Story County Fire Marshal. It's that time of the year again where we're going before the Board of Commissioners to request approval of a resolution declaring 1 month in the year as Wildfire Awareness Month. This year in Story County, we've got a new theme, and it's Fire Adapt Your Community, or Create Unity, Fire Adapt Your Community. We've been working really closely with a couple different groups that I want to say thanks to. Sharon Nevin, who's here right now. The Nevada Cooperative Extension Group, Lindsay's here present, and then Living with Fire. Those guys help us out quite a bit, getting this information out to you guys and available to the public. So public safety and community organizations joined together to celebrate Nevada Wildfire Awareness Month all throughout the month of May. As I mentioned, this year, the month of May, the message is create unity, fire adapt your community. We're going to have some guys going out this year, probably within the next couple weeks. They're going to be knocking on doors and doing 30-foot assessments and reaching some of this information out to some of the homeowners out there in Virginia City Highlands. We always want to stress the advanced preparation of homes that you can greatly improve your ability to survive a wildland fire. It was brought up a couple times. I'm glad that I didn't have to follow any big senators or anything like that, or congressmen, so thank you. But they did bring it up a couple times in some of the information that they put out there. So I'm just going to read through the short resolution that we have. It's whereas wildfire significantly impacts Nevada's environmental, economic, social well-being, residents of Nevada are fire-prone communities need to accept responsibility for living in high fire hazard areas. Residents must be encouraged to move from expectation to being protected from wildfire to the understanding that they must be prepared to survive a wildfire. Residents need to work together to prepare their homes and communities to survive wildfire and commit to becoming fire-adapted community. When whole communities implement appropriate pre-fire activities, they improve the survivability of individual homes and community during wildfire. Therefore, be it proclaimed that Story County Board of County Commissioners supports the month of May 2016 as the Nevada Wildfire Awareness Month. And again, this year's theme is Create Unity and Fire Adapt Your Community. And if you guys do approve it, which every year we look forward to you guys doing that, we'd like to just get a quick picture of you guys signing the resolution with us.
Okay, thanks. As is pointed out by Congressman Amadei, the devastation that wildfire brings, it's not just, you know, burning vegetation and sagebrush and stuff like that, but the habitat on the open range, you know, for the birds and the horses, cows and the sheep. So it's like, it's very important.
Yep.
So thank you for bringing this resolution forward today.
Yeah, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding today's proposed resolution? Hearing none at this time, commissioners, look for a motion to approve.
I'll move to approve resolution 16-437, declaring May 2016 as Wildlife Awareness Month in Story County.
I'll second that motion.
Wildlife Awareness Month in Story County.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. So move the second to approve resolution 16-437. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
We appreciate it. And if we could take a couple quick minutes of your time, we'd just like to get a quick picture. And I'd like to invite Sherry and Lindsay up here as well.
Sure. Yeah.
Who's good?
Is that all of us? Or
yeah. Start off? Yeah. Who's going to take the picture?
Okay, we'll take a picture.
Who's going to take the picture? Aren't you going to get it in?
Sure.
Well, Sherry, I thought was going to be in the picture.
Oh.
Sherry, I got it.
I don't need to be in there.
Yeah,
you're sure. All right. Oh, that's a good idea. Pat, you get
it. I'll sit down.
I'm good.
I got it.
Is that okay, Ann? All right, cheese.
M-A-R.
Oh, there you go. Good.
I'm supposed to have about 15 pins.
Yeah, and then there's Marshall, man. And he's like, go ahead, pause, Jefferson.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
That was a very, very, very nice photo.
I'm winding down now. Next up is community development and planning, item number 19 for possible action. Licensing board second readings. Ms. Buccaneri.
Thank you. Stacy Buccaneri for the record. As per our letter of May 2nd, 2016, we'd like to, Story County Building Department has inspected and found that the following businesses meet code requirements necessary to operate in the county. Items A through O, and I'll read them for you. Burntucky Barbecue, Anchor Door and Hardware, Inc., Wurtz Manufacturing Company, Inc., Greg A. Baylor, Enhanced Electrical Services, Inc., It's My Community Store, LLC, Environmental Water Solutions, Inc., Stanley Access Tech, LLC, Shukushi Electric Company, LTD, Aquatech Company, LTD. Both of those are out of Japan, by the way. Envirotrol, LLC, Capstone Logistics, LLC, and three in-county businesses, which are all subsidiaries of Switch, and they are housed in the government complex down at Tri. No new employees or anything, but they are new companies. Switch Business Solutions, LLC, Switch Limited, and Switch Rig, LLC. Anyone have any questions?
Any public comment on the licensing?
I thought she did great singing for Tucky.
That's not funny. That's funny. All right.
I let you marinate in a little bit.
Commissioners, I look for a motion to approve for second licensing readings here, A through O.
I'll move to approve the second licensing board second reading, items A through O.
I'll second that motion.
Moved in second to approve A through O. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving now to the last item on today's agenda. It's number 20, public comment. Public comment today? Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned.
Yay.
the rest of the day.
Hey, Bob.
I always have a couple in my pocket.
I brought some today.
Yeah. But I'd like to talk to Bob. If you have a little bit of time, you can join us. That's until 2, right?
Right.
I'd like to catch up with Bob a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that?
I'd suggest we do it now.
Then okay.
Okay.
We will.
Let's go down. Good job, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks, sir.
Great time last night. Thank you.
Oh, that was fun. That was fun.
See y'all later.